sensible soccer. It was certainly, from my point of view as a designer, certainly sensible world of soccer. Probably
SWOS was the business.
Probably my best game. I love a lot of the old games I've done, but that was probably the one I'm the most proud of. Certainly had the most success.
So tell me, how much involvement did you have in Sensible World of Soccer?
I designed the whole thing.
You did the whole thing? This was your entire project?
Well, I mean, no, we were a team, obviously. We were quite a small team then. So on the original Sensible Soccer, I was the designer, the game designer, and the artist.
Wow. So you are like the man behind one of my favourite games of all time.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we worked in... I mean, it's a small team. It's a team effort. So, you know, my business partner, Chris, he sort of handled managing the technology side, and everyone will chip in with bits of design. But I was basically the lead designer. The lead programmer, Chris Chapman, was brilliant. He did a lot of work. I did most of the art. Richard Joseph did sound. A guy called Mike Hammond did the football research. You know, like the UEFA football you used to do. He's been doing it for years, European football books. And a guy called Dave Korn did the menus, some of the bits of the menus. And that was about it for Sensible Soccer. It was pretty much the same team. I got Stu Cambridge came in and touched up some of my graphics. But we were a really small team. And I was kind of like a creative director, lead designer type.
And how did Sensible Soccer and Sensible World of Soccer come about? What was the idea? How did it get born?
Oh, quite simple, really. I mean, in the 1980s, we made a game called the Micropro Soccer on the Commodore 64, which was probably the best football game on the Commodore 64 when it came out. That was kind of like an early grounding for some football games. And then end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, the kickoff series came out. I don't remember that. It was a very good series, Kickoff and Kickoff 2. And myself and Chris Chapman were finishing off Megalomania, and we were playing Kickoff in the evening, and we decided to, we liked it, but we thought some things of it could be improved. And so me and Chris Yates thought back to our experience in Micropro Soccer and came up with a new football game, Sensible Soccer. And then the first thing is just get a good playing game and to start to add, you know, the world of football around it. I mean, I like to add worlds into my games. You know, I like the, you know, I'm a big football fan. So when I was a child, I used to play Sabutio all the time because we never had computer games in those days. And every time my dad came to work, I'd say, "Dad, can we play Sabutio?" And I know in Sabutio, you bought all those different sets of players. You had different colour players. And in the catalogue at the back, it would tell you that the light blue team was Man City, but also Penarol in Uruguay and Malmo in Sweden. You know, I used to find this really exciting because I was quite into geography and travelling. So it's a combination of football and geography kind of really got me going. So I always saw SWOS as just like Sabutio on a computer, to be fair.
That's a really good way of thinking about it, to be honest. I never really kind of thought about it like that, but now you say it, it kind of clicks in my head, really. And SWOS, you know what, I've lost so many weekends to that back in the day. I can still remember, you know, the save games I had on the discs, and, you know, I did various things when, like, you know, I had my team and maybe I bought one player and then, you know, I might have done a different way and not bought that player, and I had two different save games just to see how I did with it. It was just such a huge part of mine and my friend's youth, really, and such a cracking game. But one of the other big things about it as well was that tune. You know the one I'm talking about.
Goal Scoring Superstar Hero.
Yes. Where did that come from?
That's my song. I wrote it at home. I'm a musician as well. And actually, myself and a friend of mine, Balm, we've just been... There's been a lot of celebrations of the Amiga 30th birthday this year. And so we've actually been in... Let me get this right. We've been in a gig in the UK, two gigs in the UK. We've also been in Amsterdam and in Munich. And in Warsaw, doing gigs of old Sensible music. And we always open the gigs with that song, Goal Scoring Superstar Hero. So we've just done that this year. We did the last one in Nottingham last month.
Oh, that's amazing. That is
so that's
unbelievable.
Been a lot of fun as well. Yeah.
And it just became sort of synonymous, not just with the game, but me and my mates still sing that now.
Well, you'd be pleased to know. So, about Sociable Soccer, the new game we're doing.
Yes.
I can explain a little bit about that, but let's start with the tune. So, basically, the guy who I'm working with a team in Finland as a core team, and then we expand the team out with extra artists and people who manage servers and all sorts of people when we need it. But our core team, I'm working with four guys in Finland, and one of the guys is a top music producer in Finland. In fact, he's recently had a number one out there.
Oh, wow.
And he's just done a remix of that song, Gold Screen Superstar Hero, which we're using as the tune for Social Soccer.
Amazing. That's on the video that's on your Kickstarter as well, isn't it? Because I heard it on there.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Drive is the Kickstarter. And I've got to tell you, on Kickstarter, and it's quite normal, if you get 30 people there, one of them will back the game.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, so many people.
We need more than 1 in 30, guys. We want to make it 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 or 1 in 2. So.
Now, I'm loving the fact that you've already got, like, 26 grand on this already. Sociable Soccer, this is the new version of the game that you've put together. There's a brilliant video of this online already. It's got, looking at the sort of prototype game footage screenshot that I've got here, it's got a little bit of a Match of a Day feel about it with the score at the top and the way it looks. And are we expecting similar gameplay as well from what we had in the old games?
Yeah, if I can explain a bit about that video. So, the art in there is all placeholder art. I mean, the art will be entirely different. In fact, and there's the player models and the pitch and all that stuff. It's basically very early, because when we start making the game, and this has been in development around about a month, when we start making the game, we just focus on the playability and getting it playing right. So already it's playing pretty well, and we're trying to get it to play in a similar vein to Sensible Soccer.
So it's gonna work out exactly kind of very similar, is it then, when you play it?
Well, I mean, that's our starting point. But you know, what I want to stress about this game is it's Sensible Soccer was a really amazing game for the '90s. Now, a really amazing game for now, for 2015, 2016 when it's come out. It's got to have online multiplayer in it, for example. It's got to have some kind of ability to see to compete with what's out there. Could have some kind of ability to be able to view the players from different angles and stuff. So we do have to, what we're doing with this, the reason we're calling it a spiritual successor, is that I view it as like how we did Sensible Soccer. If you forget SWAT, it's Sensible Soccer. It's like Sensible Soccer with a few more teams and a bit more refinement and loads of different camera angles and control schemes if you want them, and online multiplayer. That's kind of what the root of this title is. So the whole career mode in SWAT, you know, the whole worldwide transfer market and all this stuff. Now, that took 3 years for us to make that.
Wow.
We can't knock that out in a year. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So what we're building is, what we're trying to build, hopefully building, is a franchise, a football franchise, which means that we can do the first one to come out around about next year, and then each year to put one out. So maybe in the second year we can get out the market in, but it's not really feasible to do it all at once, especially the amount of platforms we're covering.
Yeah, obviously it's not just PC, this, is it? You're looking at Xbox One and PS4 as well?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's quite, I would say it's quite aggressive, our plan to get it out on those formats and to support all the server stuff of online leagues within the time frame. And I'm really, to be honest, it's interesting because fans are kind of excited about, oh, there's something I kind of recognise. Okay, it's got a different name, but I can live with it. And fans are excited about that, which is great. And I love the fact that they are. But as a designer, I'm excited about the new stuff, because I think there's new stuff we're doing in there, which is going to take that formula for playing a really playable game and just push it onto a totally different level. So that's what I'm most excited about doing with the online side of Social Soccer. I think is amazing.
Well, you know what? Championship Manager changed to Football Manager, didn't it? You know, the people accept the name. It doesn't really matter, does it? It's the same game in the end of the day, and people, you know, are going to have that association with Sensible Soccer. And now, you like you say, you bring it into the 2000s, really, and having that sociable element, the online play is going to be even better with it. What other modes can we get on there now that you're looking at?
Okay, so I'll explain it. That's a really good question. So you're right about the Football Manager and Championship Manager analogy. It's very, very similar situation. In terms of the game modes, so we will have friendlies. So for we'll have friendlies. You'll be able to play in the classic way with you playing as a single player on a machine, or you playing against someone else on the same machine, or having up to people at a time playing tournaments, cups, whatever together. in the old way. You know, invite your mates around, get a couple of six packs of beer and a couple of pizzas and play all night. So we're definitely supporting that entire way of playing, which is very popular with not just with Sensible Soccer and SWOS, but to be honest, also with FIFA and Pro Evolution. It's how people like to play football games with their mates in the house, making an evening of it. So, all of the tournaments that we've got support either single player or lots of players. So we will have friendlies, preset leagues and cups. I think we're covering to start with 7 or 8 leagues in detail. So like England, Italy, Spain, Germany, France, Holland, and Scotland. I think that's it.
Wow.
I might have left one out. And a few divisions in various leagues and cups. Then you've got your kind of World Cup, European Championship, and then the Asian, African, or whatever cups. We're putting all the 200 national teams in. All the league teams from the leagues I mentioned, and then about 100 random other European teams.
Oh, like amazing.
Poland, a few teams from wherever, you know. So this will give you your basis. So you've got 30 preset tournaments. Then you've got what we call DIY tournaments, where you can kind of like make up your own league or cup and just mix and match teams to bring them in, which you'll be able to do in single player and multiplayer on one machine, which is kind of called Hot Seat. So in the single player game, you've got 30 trophies to win. You've got endless tournaments to play against your mates in your house. And then we've got the third way of playing, which is online multiplayer. So let me explain what happens when you log on to the game. So what team do you support?
Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, right. So, and what's your name?
John.
Surname?
Isherwood.
Isherwood. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So it will ask you when you set up your profile, what's your name? John Isherwood. Which country are you from? England. Which team do you support? Liverpool. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then it will ask you to make a 3D player avatar in your likeness.
Okay? Oh, wow.
So you're going to model yourself, okay? Then it will say, well, got all these preset clans. So we might have a clan called Death Metal Fans, Biology Students, or Radio Journalists, or whatever you want to call it, right? So there'll be lots of these different clans. You pick one to join, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you pick, I don't know, Death Metal Fans, okay? So you're in with the Death Metal Fans, and all the other players on that squad will be other guys' player avatars, okay?
Oh,
so when you go online, you can just play. It will just mix and it will just match you up. When you play online, you'll be playing the whole team. You'll be like controlling the whole team. So you go online representing Death Metal Fans, playing whoever else is from other clans who happens to be online at that time. Okay, so you can just play against them, and you will be you and the other guys playing from your clan. You'll all contribute to your team's position in the league, which I'll explain a little bit later. Okay, so you're playing together. But then there's a lot more than that. So you're also a Liverpool. You're also, put yourself as a Liverpool fan.
Hmm.
So what we do with the club teams and the national teams. So you're Liverpool and England. So if we look at the national teams, for example, it's easy to explain. The national teams is about 200. So we'll divide them into five lots of four. Into four lots of 50 teams. So you have divisions of about 50 teams each. And the same with the club teams. I can't remember the number of club teams off the top of my head. I think it's around about 400 or 500. Maybe it's 400. So they'll be divided into about 8 different divisions, okay? So Liverpool will be somewhere in that divisional system. And when you've got the Liverpool team, it will be all the normal Liverpool players, but with messed up names, of course.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got a basic Liverpool kind of squad there. So you're going to play for Liverpool against any of the other 49 teams in your division, okay? And every other Liverpool fan is also playing to try and get Liverpool up the league like you. So you're together,
right.
Kind of, and you're playing against Man United fans, against Barnsley fans, against Norwich fans, like me, against Real Madrid, against whoever the team is in there. You'll be playing against their team.
Okay? Oh, amazing.
So basically, you're playing as a group of fans against other fans. We sort the leagues out based on the average points per game won by the bump of the team. I don't know if you've seen the way they work out who the best managers are, but they do it under a similar system. I know that because Alex Neil, I'm a Norwich fan, Alex Neil, our manager, who spent half of last season at Hamilton and half the season at Norwich, actually was the very, very top manager in the country last year, on top of Mourinho by one place.
Wow.
Because when he joined us, we only lost three games in about 20 when he joined. So he got the highest average points per game as a manager. And so we're using that system to work out with teams who's top or bottom of the league. Because obviously, if you're a Liverpool fan, there's going to be a lot more Liverpool fans than there are Exeter fans, for example.
Yeah.
So it means that a club with a smaller fan base can have as much chance of doing well. You know. And we'll equalise the teams out. I don't even remember the equalised teams button we used in other games, but we'll equalise the teams out. So the skills of the teams will be the same level.
Yeah.
I mean, if the players, you level your stars and your bad players, but the average level will be the same, so that players are equalised out. So you're basically in the league fighting to try and push your team up the league. Assuming we have a number of about 50 per division, which we think will be right, but we need to test it out, then we'll probably have the top 10 getting promoted and the bottom 10 getting relegated. That'll happen every week. So every week, we have promotion and relegation up and down division.
It's amazing.
If you play really well for your club, you'll get called up into the squad. Okay? But then your player avatar is in the squad alongside the regular players. And you'll be able to put him on the pitch and get him to play a few games, hopefully score a few goals. If you start to perform badly, he's going to be dropped. So you've got to try your best to do well enough to keep your player avatar up there in the squad. Of course, if your player avatar does very well, then if you look at the other side where we've got England, so you can play matches for England, he does very well, he'll get called up to the England squad, your player avatar. So then when you're playing with England, he's there, in the team alongside Rooney and everybody. So this is what I'm excited about doing, because I'm a real football fan. I understand how to think. I think playing for your team, getting your player avatar in there, and a meta game, an uber game on top of it, which is getting the stats of your player avatar up, appearances for your club and goals, and then caps and goals.
And getting all the stats in. That sounds amazing. That's the big thing, though, isn't it? Everyone loves a good stat, and getting those kind of things up there. It sounds brilliant, this.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's what I'm excited to do. I think that we can, obviously, Bedrock of the Game's got to be great. We've got good models for doing it that we've done before. It's something different from FIFA and Pro Evo. It's not as team-focused. It's more focused on the playability of the game. Of course, we want the graphics to look great, and they will look great. But the kind of like a more zoomed-out angle, a bit more strategy when you're playing, a much faster-paced game. We're already getting the ball to be pinged around in passes really well. We've got sliding tackles working. Now we've almost got the headers working. We're getting there to a very decent playable game already. So I think within a month we'll have a pretty playable game that people will enjoy playing. Already when I'm working with the lead programmer, we have a game to test it, and then we say, oh, let's have another game. You know? It's always a good sign when you're working that you want to beat the other guy because he just beat you last time.
Yeah.
That shows you that it's working. So I know from when we did Senti Soccer, within 2 months, the game was amazing and we knew it was going to be really successful. And I've got very good faith about this. And the other thing is the team I'm working with are amazing. You know, they've been working on games like Quantum Break and Walking Dead, Max Payne.
Wow, Adam big games. Page.
They did a game called Ice Rage recently, Fight Baron, and all sorts of different games that they've done on different formats, over the years. They're a really top team. And this is why it's possible to produce a really good game. So, really excited about it, getting it out there, taking on FIFA and Pro Evo again. And let's see, maybe right there. I think the public may be growing slightly bored with having the same two games, no matter how good they are. There's a real lack of choice out there at the moment. Football manager, I think.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's either those two or you go on for Football Manager, don't you? It's just that choice that you kind of make. And Football Manager is so in-depth. Yeah, this kind of nicely sits in a different place, which is good. And let's make sure that we can get this game out. Where can people find out a little bit more information about you? Obviously, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, what you've got to do, there's only one place to go. Mm-hmm. You go to Kickstarter.com. Kickstarter.com, and you search for sociable soccer, not sensible soccer, sociable soccer, right? And if you sit there and you think, oh, this looks good, I'll just wait a little while before I put my money in. Really don't do that. Just go there and back it. At the moment, we're having lots of people coming now. I think we're currently the most backed video game on the site.
Excellent.
But because we want to put it on PC, Xbox, and PS4, the budget is quite considerable for that plus online. So we need to raise £300,000, and we've got about 4 weeks left to do it. And we're currently on around about 26.
So yeah, just looking at it now, you're on 26,147 at the moment.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, I mean, we didn't. Weekends are normally quite bad anyway, and this weekend was, of course, exceptionally bad for loads of reasons. So we just need to now catch up and push forward, and if we can have a big surge of support, would be amazing, because I think that clearly a lot of people that are coming on there are really excited about the idea, and I think that we can really genuinely make something which is going to please everybody and. People, I think the game's going to be much better than I expect, to be honest. I'm pretty confident about it.
Well, let's get this out there. Let's get this doing. It's Kickstarter.com, and then if you just basically search sociable soccer on there, I'll tell you what we'll do, actually. I'm going to put the link onto our Twitter right now, so you can go on there.
Thanks,
it's at @radio_Yorkshire. You'll see it on there, and you'll be able to find it, and we'll stick this onto our website too. John Head, thank you very much for joining us. This looks awesome, and I really do hope we can get this out.
Brilliant. Cheers, John.